for so little.
Okay, so the Mishnah on Chedem Abed says, "Ein chayavin al asev al ot asev shav mikdash." You're not liable for a. Kigner says, "Don't start for 2 minutes. I'm coming. I'll start, and he'll join us." So you're not liable for mitzvot in the mikdash. Meaning Rashi says, "Tumat mikdash v'kadoshav." And asay ba mikdash v'shalchum min amachane. So these are the yisurim of tumah and the chiyuv to send mayim out. Ve'emi v'in ashram talui al asay v'alot asay shav mikdash. We don't have an ashram talui for those either. Aval chayavin al asay v'alot asay shav nida. But you are liable for those that have to do with nida. So the lot asays are obvious. The asays, as the Mishnah will explain, is prosh men nida. Nida v'vim ashram talui asay v'alot asay shav nida. What is the positive commandment that has to do with a nidah? Prosh min anidah. The mitzvah to separate from a nidah. And this is something the Gemara says in several places, that there is a mitzvah, aseh d'oraita, presumably, to separate from a woman, samuch levesta, meaning in anticipation of her period, if she has a regular period, so one ona, the ona in which, meaning the 12-hour period, or the day slash night, division of time in which a woman would normally have her period based on the anticipated cycle, you can't be with her mid-oraita. Lotase alyavo anida. And obviously the lotase is don't be with anida. So how do we know? Mino ani mili. So Rashi says the minani mili is that tzibor lo mechayvi shum korban ba'olam ha'makom chata gvua. How do you know that a tzibor can only be chayav on a normal chatat as opposed to the karbanot in the mikdash? So what's the logic for saying you can't, that the karbanot in the mikdash are different? Because they're what's known, as we saw in last week's parasha, karban olevi arei, right? Karban that can be brought at different levels, right? For the rich, for the poor, an animal, a bird, grain, and the like. The tzibur mechavi korban ba'alma, the yachid ashram doli nami lo, and then a yachid also won't bring an ashram tali based on these. So Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimei neemar v'asham bechatat uve'asham talui v'neemar v'ashamo b'tzibur, because you have the word v'asham by both of them. Ma asham biyachid bechatat kvua. Because the asham by an individual is by a normal chatat, not the variable chatat. Af v'ashamo b'tzibur chatat kvua. And therefore, the same thing is true of a tzibur. Uma tzibur v'chatat kvua. Af asham talui nami. In ba ela safek chatat kvua. And just like a yachid only brings a chatat for a normal sin. And just like this is true, so the Ashram Talui is also brought for being in doubt about a sin for which, if you did it by accident, for sure you would be chayav a normal chatat. Amri iyachi karban olevi oregnam yaktiv ayaki asham lachat mi'ilah. Why? Doesn't the word asham come up by the karban olevi oreg as well? So he says, dan asham min ashamo v'dan asham min ye'asham. He says, no, we learn asham from asham, but not asham from ye'asham. The Gemara says, "Umay nafkamina." Why is that? Why do you need that precise word of asham? We know that in general you can have gzeira shava even if they're thematically similar, even if not verbally similar. And the classic proof of this in the Gemara consistently is v'hatana d'beir Rishmael v'shava kohen uva kohen zui shiva zui bia, that we derive halachot from the going and the returning of the kohen by the checking of the mitzvah. And besides, there is a word asham in at least one context of tumat mikdash. So Amra Papa done in v'ashem u'mitzvah Hashem, v'ashem mitzvah Hashem. No, it's not just the word asham; it's the asham plus mitzvah Hashem, which doesn't appear in the context of mikdash related isurim. So Amar Leir of Simi Bar Ashi Lera Papa. V'neileth v'asham unesia avon, mean v'asham unesia avon. But isn't it also similar to the psukim by the tumat mikdash, where you have the word asham and you have the words Nesiyat Avon, doesn't that connect them thematically enough? So Elamar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Dan Vasham Mitzvah Hashem Lo Sher Lo Teasena Mi Vasham Mitzvah Hashem Sher Lo Teasena. You have three elements: Asham, Nesiyat Avon, and you shall not do. Val Yochiach Shmiat Kol Ubitu Shvatayim Uvtumat Mikdash Ukadashav Shel Nemar Bahem Vasham Mitzvah Hashem Sher Lo Teasena. And you can't derive it from the Tumat Mikdash Ukadashav that has those three separate elements. Okay. Good. So next, Mishnah. Okay. So the next Mishnah says, Ein chayavin al shmiat kol val bitui svatayim val tumat mikdash ukidashav. All of these, the Kohen Gadol, right, all the karbanot olev v'yorei, the right, again, this is last week's parasha, right, for Shavuot and for not testifying, for failing to testify when you know Edut, all those, the Kohen Gadol does not bring his unique karban in these cases. And the same is true of the Melech. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Anasi Chayav v'chulan chutz mishmiat kol, sha'amelech lo dan v'lo danin ato, lo meid v'lo meidin ato. So Rabbi Kiva says it's not true, because these asham vada, these olav yoreds are more like chataot than they are asham, right? Meaning because they're for a sin that you know you did.
Are we dealing with the Kohen Gadol or are we dealing with the Beit Din?
We're dealing with the Kohen. Now we're dealing just with the Kohen Gadol and the Melech. So Rabbi Kiva says the Kohen Gadol doesn't bring these karbanot because he's like Beit Din. It's Tully and Psak, and therefore it's a different category. But for this, Rabbi Kiva says the Melech is the same, because the Melech, his karban is essentially for a sin. So this is a different type of sin. Every time there's a different type of sin, he brings a different type of karban. So he's actually going to be chayav, except for the Shmiat Kol, for the karban that's brought for failing to testify, because the Melech doesn't judge, nor can he be judged. The Gemara will get into that, but that's as the Mishnah presents it. So Amar Ula, my time at Rabbi Yossi Haglili. Why does Rabbi Yossi Haglili say that the Melech also doesn't bring it? So Amar Kra, Vihaki Hashem Lachat Me'ele, one who is liable for one of these. So how do we read that? Kol she mitchayev ba'achat, mitchayev b'chulan, v'she'en mitchayev ba'achat, and mitchayen mitchayev b'chulan. It's all or nothing. Either you're in the category or you're out of the category. He said, why? Right? The Gemara said, that's very nice, but why is it all or nothing? That makes no sense. Right? So, Ella, time interview, you're right, that doesn't make any sense. Here's your proof. Titania, Yirmiya Omer, Nemar lo tagia yado, Venemar lo tasig yado, Mishabal lidani ut mashirud, Yatzat nasiu mashiach, in bain lidani aniut. So it says something fascinating, and it says the carbon olav yored needs you to be potential to be rich and poor. But the Nasi and the Melech, Behagdara, they're defined as not being able to be poor. Why? Dichtiv, Nasi dichtiv, asa achat mikol mitzvot Hashem Elohav. Mi she'en al gabav el Hashem Elohav. Because he can't have a master above him, and therefore he must be wealthy. Right? One of the prerequisites is that the Kohen Gadol and the Melech be independent. And therefore, they need to be financially well off, so they're not, you know, subject to the whims of everything. So therefore, they cannot be poor.
Which way does that go? If you're poor, you can't become the Kohen Gadol, or if you are the Kohen Gadol?
That was the king. The king can't be poor. I mean, you make him rich, right? Presumably, you make him rich, right? That's part of the chiyuv. Not too rich, but wealthy, right? Not obscenely wealthy, but he has to be well off so that he is financially independent. And Mashiach, the Chiva, Kohen Gadol Me'achav, Shu Gadol Me'achav, B'noi B'kol B'chachma V'osher. Kohen Gadol is supposed to be also above, he is supposed to be better looking, and he's supposed to be wealthier, etc. Acherim Orem, Acherim offers a different source. Minayin, Shem Ein Lo, Gadleu Mishalachav, right? This is the answer to the question. And what if he doesn't have money? So what do you do? The answer is, you give him money. How do you know? Talmud Lomar Rakoen Gadol Meachav. Asher Yitzak Al Rosho Gadleu Meachav. Right, he's Gadol Meachav, which means if he is greater than his brothers, then his brothers should make him great. Ba Mine Ravina Me Rav Nachman Bar Yitzak Nasi Shenitzara Mahu. If a king gets Sara'at, so what's the halacha? Midcha dachi umifta patir. So the Rashi notes that this is based on what we find later on, is that someone who, a king who has Sara'at cannot function as king. Their drasha is that there was one king who we know who had Sara'at. Who was it? Tanakh trivia question.
Well, there's one of the kings of Egypt, I forgot his name.
No, there's a Jewish king who gets it.
Oh.
Uzziah.
The king of Uzziah or Shomron?
Uzziah gets it. What? Uzziah gets it because he tries to bring the Ketoret, and that act of arrogance against the Kohanim makes him have Sara'at, and he has to spend his life in the Beit HaChufshit, and it's not clear what the Beit HaChufshit is, but these shitot say Beit HaChufshit means that he was chafshi. He was freed from responsibilities or freed from his job. So the question is he temporarily out? So he says, is the p'tur from bringing an Olav Yored, is that a p'tur or a dichli? Meaning, is it held in abeyance? He can't bring it while he's melech? Or it's not chal, l'may nafkamina. He gets sarad, he's no longer king, but he sinned when he was. So now does he bring it? Meaning, was it waiting for him to no longer be king? Or was he never chayav? So amar lei, dilach o de Gaza. So Rashi says, "Mimai kami bai lechiyuve." To the carving should start from mimamon shalcha. Oh, mimamon the Gaza didei. What are you asking? That it should come from your money or come from the treasury? Have a omer migaza didei who the bai lasuye the kain the Gaza didei ka bai lasuye am tu lahachi patul gamri garvel olur the hachi gamri biyomriyosi yatzan nasu mashiach shem bain lidei anius haynasi tzari nami ino bali di anius the Gaza didei ked the kai kai yoke patul gamri. He says, look. He may not be king in every respect, but he continues to have access to the royal treasury. And therefore, if what exempted him was that he's not capable halachically of being poor, he ain't poor because he still has access to the treasury. Tanya, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Mashiach Pater Michulan, the Kohen Gadol, never brings kol of Yored. Amar Rava, my time out. Why is that true, Rabbi Kiva? Amar Krazer, Karban Aharon Uvanav. Zu ba'achovalo, b'inacheret ba'achovalo. Because it implies this is the karban, not the Olav Yored. He has his own karbanot and not the normal karbanot of regular people. Ve'ema kimamayet le'rachmanim midali dalut. Umay niyu asir da'ifal v'niyu v'ashir lo me'ate rachmanim. I said, maybe that's not true. Maybe he just can never bring dali dalut, the mincha karban. But maybe he could bring the two above that, either the oaf or the animal. Lo zagadagdaf, it can't be. Techdi v'chiper alav ha-kohen ha-chatato asher chata me'echat me'ilah. He's atoned for the sin for one of these. Ha-metkaper v'achat, v'kaper v'chulan, she'metkaper v'achat, v'metkaper v'chulan. Again, here it's one or, it's all or nothing. Now, if you remember, guys, in Umayagada to share, what very important theological principle does the last Mishnah at Menachot learn from the existence of the carbon olav yored? The fact that by all of them, whether it's the wealthy karban or the lesser karban, Hashem says that he accepts it, that shows you that it's about intent, because God doesn't need your money, right? It's about your intent and your commitment, and we learn that from these, right, the fact that God wants wealthy karbanot, right, expensive karbanot, cheap karbanot, etc. So Elamayata the Khiva Yaki Hashem Lachat Meila Khanami Khom Khaiv Achat Mitchayev Kulan Shaim Khaiv Achat Im Khaiv Bihulan. So you're gonna say that that's true. In general. right? By any that one who's chayiv in all these is chayiv in. You're chayiv in all the yoreds or none of them. Alama tanan Rikiva Omer nasi chayiv chutz mishmei kol. But Rikiva doesn't think it's all or nothing because Rikiva thinks that the kohen, that the melech is chayiv in all the yoreds except for the one regarding edud. So he doesn't think that's all or nothing. So why is he suddenly all or nothing by the kohen gadol? So by Ramatur Ravayu, me'achat mashmalei, le'achat lo mashmalei, because he, me'achat, sounds that way, le'achat doesn't. And therefore, by the Kohen Gadol, it says me'achat, so it's all or nothing, le'achat doesn't. Okay. Le'achat is what is by the king, so it's not all or nothing. U'mayishno me'achat mashmalei, dekadre amanachat le'basof gabe asirit ha'ifav. And how do you get this? Because it's said at the end by the mincha part of the offering, to teach you that only if you could be chayiv in the poorest one, you could be chayiv in the rich one as well. Because if you thought that wasn't true, it shouldn't have said it at the end, it should have said it somewhere in the middle. The fact that it said at the end is to say, if you're chayiv in the minimum, then you can be chayiv in all. If not, not. I'm not really sure how that drasha works. Why it's better to put it the other places? Not really clear to me. But that is the drasha, that if you can't be chayiv in the dali dalud and the mincha of the arla v'yared, you can't be chayiv in any of them. Okay. Next mishnah. Kol ha-mitzvot she-batorah she-chayavin al-zidono karev al-shikotan chatare yachid mevi kizbao si-ra. Any sin for which you're chayev karet on purpose, if you do it by accident, you're chayev. An individual brings a kizbah or seira, a sheep or a goat. Vahanasi, sa'ir, the kohen gadol brings a goat, a male goat, right? The individual brings female. U'mashiach u'beidin mevim par, the kohen gadol and the beidin bring a cow. Bavod kol chavim, when it comes to idolatry, yachid v'anasi v'mashiach mevim seira. So the individual and the king and the kohen gadol bring a female goat, a beitin par, visa'ir, and the beitin brings a cow and a goat, par le'olah, sir l'chatat. The cow is a burnt offering, the goat is a sin offering. Asham talui, hayachiv anasi chayavin u'mashiach u'beitin p'turin, summarizing what we saw before, the doubtful offering, so that's something that an individual and a king can bring, but not a kohen gadol and beitin. Asham vadai, all the asham vadais, Hayachir v'hanasi v'mashiach chayavinu beitin p'turin. So everyone is chayav except for beitin. Al shmiat kol v'al bitui svatayim for the edut related karbanot and the neder related karbanot v'al tuman mikdashu kodashav beitin p'turin. Beitin is ikdem v'hayachir v'hanasi v'mashiach chayavin. Elo she'en kohen gadol mashiach chayav al tuman mikdashu kodashav divrei Rav Shimon. They're chayav in all these except for, as Rav Shimon notes, the tuma related ones of the mikdash, as we already saw previously. Uma heimavien, and what do they bring? Karban olav v'yored. They bring the olav v'yored. Rabbi Elazar omer hanasi mevi sa'ir. So meaning, what do they bring in the case if you think they're chayav for the bitui svatayim? So in fact, they bring the olav v'yored. Again, we already saw the machlok in the previous mishnah. But if you think you bring it, that's what they bring. But Rabbi Elazar says, no, even when he's chayav the olav v'yored, the king doesn't bring the same carbon as everybody else. He brings he's chayav, but all the neder related carbonot. He doesn't bring the normal carbon. He brings his own carbon. He brings the seir. So Gemara says, Tanya, Rabbi Shimon, I know thing klal. This is the rule that Rabbi Shimon laid out. Kol shayachid b'ashram talui, anything that an individual would bring a doubtful asham, hanasi chayotzi bo, the king is the same, mashiach u'beidim p'turei. But the Kohen Gadol and Beit Din are exempt. The Kol Shu Basham Vadai, if it's any of the cases of the certain Ashamim, Nasiu Mashiach Chayotzeben, so the king and the Kohen Gadol do bring a Beit Din Turin, Shmiat Kol Ubito Esvatayim Utumat Mektashu Kadashav, so Beit Din Turin, so in those cases the Beit Din is exempt, but Nasiu Mashiach Chayabin, Elo She'ena Nasi Chayab Shmiat Kol, except the king can't be Chayab for the Eduk related Karbano because he can't testify. Below Mashiach b'tumat mikdash kadoshav, and Kohen Gadol can't be related to tumah related issues in the Beit Hamikdash. Kol shu bolev yored, anything for which you be chayav the The changeable carbon, nasi kayotzebo, the nasi is like them, is chayav, mashiach ubeitim turin, the kohen gadol and beitin are potter, haguf akasha. What are you saying? Omar she'in mashiach chayav betuman mikdash ukadashav, betuman mikdashav hu de potter, ava shmiach kol bitos adayim chayav. That makes it sound like the kohen gadol is only exempt from the tumah related ones, but not the other olav yoreds, the neder related ones and the edut related ones. Ema seifa, but at the end, kol shibol of a yoreg nasi chayotzibo mashiach ubeitim turin. But then you say that the kohen gadol is exempt. So k'tani mashiach ubeitim turin. So rather you say the kohen gadol and the beitim are patur ma beitim turin mikul haon af mashiach patur mikul haon, and you should read it as the king is patur from everything. So kashin ahadadi top of ten amud bed. Isn't this a contradiction? So amar avuna breit of Yeshua lo kasha. Kan bidalei dalud. He can bring the oaf, which is the middle level, but he can't bring the mincha. And this is unlike the sheet that we saw before, that it's all or nothing. Rab Shimon, Savar lo k'Rabbi Akiva, b'chad u'palgalei b'chada. He agrees with Rabbi Akiva in one and disagrees in one. Savar lo k'Rabbi Akiva, bidalei dalud t'pater. He agrees that the Kohen Gadol can never bring the poor one, because he's never been poor, u'palgalei b'dalud, but he disagrees that it's all or nothing, and therefore thinks he can, in fact, bring the karban oaf, in the cases of the Olav Yoreid, with the exception of Tumat Mikdash, V'Kadashav. Okay, so we got almost a blot done. That's good. So we are up to the two dots on Tet Amud Bet. Okay. Shkoyach, guys.